I do want to mention, too, the fat one, that we do have the horror here in Central Ohio, if you'd ever like to join us up here.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Dawn, very much. And thank you, Big Fatty. The only downside, if you listen to the Big Fatty podcast, which you can find it at Big Fatty online. here, if you go to BigFatty.com, you get different sort of thing. he says things like E letter and stuff like that. When he fucks up, he'll say something like, "Oh no, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! They're eating their Cheerios."
So I'll say to you on occasion, and while we're presenting, I'll say, "No, Big Fatty, no!" And of course, the people that are watching think I'm calling you
Big Fatty. They get offended. So I call you Big Fatty too, and everybody knows
gets confused.
You're not.
It's not just ruined; it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I hear if you go to BigFatty.com, you get different sort of thing.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 917 of the BFO for Friday, the 5th of August, 2011. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show, y'all. Big Fatty needs your help in deciding what kind of printer to get. Plus, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, Caps. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well. Yo, Caps, that's another submission for the listeners of the BFO. Y'all, it comes in from Lawrence. It comes in from Lawrence, and it's just hybrid party. Being is how you call your parents the Hats. Maybe you could call your pod family the Caps. Y'all will like this. Speaking of which, here's a picture of my fireman's cap. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks for your show. And y'all, it is a picture. Y'all, it appears to be a piece of flesh, an anatomically correct piece of flesh. I believe it's only on the male gender. But y'all, the top of it looks like a fireman's cap, as opposed to like a hooded bishop or something like it. Big Fatty having a mushroom cap. Oh, I love those when they're stuffed with crab meat. Ah! Oh, Lord, it went downhill fast. Y'all, I'm just going to have to make a big list of these things. Because, y'all, I'm getting some good ones. I'm getting them on the Twitty and in the E letters and the voice letters, y'all. So just keep them coming. Maybe it'll just be in something new every day. You never know. You just never know. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely, though. But speaking of lovely, Lawrence... I thoroughly enjoyed your fireman's cap. Big Fatty, please move forward. That Melissa the confused, y'all, she is doing yeoman's work as it applies to the to the Las Vegas. Oh, Big Fatty, are you talking about Las Vegas and not playing the Rots of Rock?
Oh dear Gussie.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I told Melissa, I said, you, with all the help you've been doing, you're going to get to be the concierge and, you know, wear the sash that says, ask me your questions or something like that. I asked Melissa about the Luxor, if she had been over there. And, y'all, she has been over there. She says that, she hasn't been in any of the clubs or restaurants, though, but they have an exhibit there called Bodies that she enjoyed. It is very near other casinos, but she would avoid going to the Excalibur and the Tropicana, which are the two closest, for safety reasons. Y'all, I don't understand that. Are we in the hood? Are we in the hood? I don't know. I thought that was down on, what is that street downtown? That Melrose Avenue, I think, or something like that. I don't know what it is. She says, however, also nearby is the MGM Grand in New York, and they have great restaurants and bars. She says the rooms at the Luxor are fine. They're pretty standard, but quite decent. And, y'all, then she said, if you want me to check on anything else, make phone calls or get show ticket information, she can do that. She's got family that lives in Vegas, and she will see what the local discounts are, what local discounts they can get on tickets and all. That way, if a group wants to go see something, perhaps they can buy the tickets for a discounted price. And also, you might want to let the California residents that are coming know that some of the casinos are offering discounts to California residents on food, club access, and even hotel stay. So y'all, it never hurts to ask. So anyway, y'all, speaking of that, I've got one other thing that I want to talk to you about, and y'all, the Mola Man had suggested that we put together an e-letter list of everybody that's going to the Pride 48 out there in Vegas. And y'all, I think it's a lovely idea, y'all. However, it's one of those things that can't be on the front burner for Big Fatty right now. But y'all, Gavin from that Stick It With A Poke said that he would be more than happy to put the list together. So y'all, if you're going to Las Vegas and you would like to be included on a e-letter list, y'all send an e-letter over there to Gavin. Y'all, I don't know what his damn e-letter address is. Let's just see if I can figure it out. Let's just go here. Gavin, I'm going to compose mail. Gavin, y'all, it is, no, that's not what I want. Y'all, I don't know what it is. Y'all just go over to the BFO and click on Stick It With A Poke. And the Gavin Show, that thing that he does with all those people. Y'all, and he does it on Saturday night, around 7 p.m. in the evening east. And y'all, maybe you can go in the Cheddar Chat room and get the e-letter address. Or maybe he'll send it to me. I don't know. Dear Gussie. But y'all, we're going to add Gavin. I hadn't even talked to you about it, but I'm going to take you up on your offer to put that list together. Yes, Big Freddy, it just sounds lovely. Now, y'all, guess what? Big Fatty went by the P.O. Box. There was a box there. Y'all, let me go over here and get it, because Big Freddy, you're not prepared. You should have it over next to the microphone, dear Gussie. Y'all, it is a box from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, it's from that Moose P. And it says, do not open until Wednesday of next week. Well, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, what are you going to do? Well, I guess I'll have to just wait and open it Wednesday of next week. I've got this card from Miss Bacon that says, make a wish and blow. Big Fatty, please. Do not open until next Wednesday. That's what it says on Miss Kathy Bacon's card, too. So, y'all, I guess I'll just have to wait. So, y'all, I guess, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all went by the Vons East after I recorded the little show for Thursday. And y'all, they had the pizza rolls on sale. Y'all, it is gonna be an appetizer weekend for Big Fatty. And y'all, they have something new. They're called Triscuit Minis. Now, y'all, I guess you have to put bacon bits on these if you're gonna make Vera's Triscuits wrapped in bacon. But I don't know. Maybe little bacon caps, Big Fatty. Y'all, so I got that. Y'all, I got bananas. Y'all, they had the Klondike bars. Do you get the Klondike bars, y'all? They were
remind me of the Hunkies. The Hunkies or the Eskimo Pies. Yo, we didn't used to have all these variety of ice cream bars in the old days. Y'all, you could get a banana popsicle, which Big Fatty just loves. Or you can get one of those push-ups. Remember the push-ups? It was in a round cylinder, and it had the orange sherbet and vanilla ice cream mixed together in it. And y'all, you could get a fudge bar, or you could get a Hunky. And a Hunky or an Eskimo Pie, it was vanilla ice cream dipped in dark chocolate. And y'all, that was about it. You they didn't have the, and you know, you could get a regular scoop. A scoop of ice cream, but anyway. Y'all, I got some solid. I got some, y'all, I got a bag of barbecue poke skins. I had those for lunch today, and y'all, my stomach's a little upset right now. I wonder if there's a correlation there. Y'all, I'm going to have a garden solid when I finish. Y'all, I was out of milk. I had to get a half gallon of milk, and they had my cone flakes on sale. The Von's East bacon was on sale for $3.99 a pound, as opposed to $6.79 for the good bacon. And y'all, then I got some juice and country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And I have been having this urge. I've been having an urge for the chicken and dumplings, y'all. And y'all, I got me a can of the Sweet Sue chicken and dumplings, cause y'all, they're just lovely, and it's all white meat. Racist, Big Fatty. And y'all, then the penny coupon was the Von's Eats pizza, and I got I couldn't believe it. They didn't have like the combo or the pepperoni. They had cheese and vegetable and spinach and feta. And Big Fatty got the spinach and feta for a penny, y'all. It was lovely. And y'all, I spent $35.56, and I saved $16.43. So I'm pleased with that. I am just pleased with that. Now, y'all, I know that there are some of you going, Big Fatty, who the hell was that at the beginning of today's show? Well, y'all, that is Dawn and Dan. And, you know, Dan had a birthday not too long ago, and Dawn had sent a message in asking Big Fatty to wish Dan a happy birthday, happy exiting of the birth canal. And, y'all, they have their own little show, which I didn't know about. And, y'all, if you enjoy the horror, if you enjoy a little horror or maybe your fireman's cap needs to stand up straight. Big Fatty, please, we're having our Cheerios. Y'all, you can go over and listen to their little show. It's called, where is it? It's called The Erotic Awakening. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. It just sounds vulgar, just like BigFatty.com. But anyway, y'all, I'm going to be getting my new computer this weekend, and y'all, but I'm in a quandary. I am in a quandary, and those of you who are experts on the computers and the printers and all, y'all, one of the things that you can get is you can get a printer, $100 off a printer, if you buy it at the same time you buy your computers. And y'all, I've asked a couple of people what they y'all, that is that those what do you call them, poke skins, anyway. But I'm not quite sure what I'm gonna get. But y'all, there are lots of them over there. The latest suggestion was an HP air print. Now y'all, I've never printed air before, so I don't know. I just don't know if I need to be printing air. But anyway, but y'all, if you have a preference on printers, y'all, I don't want a Lexmark because their ink is very expensive. And but y'all, I've got a, what have I got now? I've got a Canon now, but I'd kind of like one that would make copies or scan. I don't need the fax, it would be lovely. And you know, the wireless printing is always just something lovely. So y'all, if you got any ideas, let Big Fatty know. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, the list of printers that qualify for the deal, y'all, I'll put a link. I'll put a link in the show notes. Poor Big Fatty. And maybe you can just look at that. Y'all, I want to go over here and finish off the week by going through a few more of these tax-free. these tax-free items, because y'all, it's tax-free weekend. Y'all, I think I got through the eyes. Y'all, inline skates, jackets, jeans, jogging suits, jumpers. Y'all, that's called a sweater. That's a sweater. Over there in the arc, lingerie, mittens, nightgowns. Y'all, you know, these kids nowadays, they love to wear a nightgown to shoe. Poor Brick Party. Poor Brick Party. To school. And, oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, you know, today I'm calling y'all the caps, and y'all, that's the hats calling. But I'm not going to answer it now. Pants off, pants suits, y'all. You know, the school kids, they love to wear a pantsuit. Personal digital assistants. Y'all, I don't know what the hell that is. Pillows, ponchos, printer supplies, printers, prom dresses. Y'all, they must be sold, though. You can't rent them. Raincoats, purses, rain gear, riding pants, robes. Y'all, I love to wear a robe to school. Over my nightgown. Sandals, scarves, school supplies, school uniforms, scout uniforms. Because you know the scouts, it doesn't say school without scouts. Shawls and wraps. Y'all, you know the elderly students like to wear their shawls and wraps. Shoes. Now, y'all, these include ballet shoes, baseball, bicycle, boat, boots, bowling, if they're bought. Cleated cross trainers, flip-flops, football shoes, golf, jazz and dance shoes, soccer, track, and running shoes. Everything rental is taxable. Shorts, shoulder pads for dresses and jackets, but not athletic shoulder pads, because y'all, those are safety items and those should be taxed. Shower curtains, ski boots. Ski mask, y'all, because, you know, a lot of the kids, they love to go to school with a ski mask on. And, y'all, it doesn't raise any warning flags. Y'all, skin diving suits, y'all, because who doesn't love to go to your math class in a skin diving suit? Sleepwear, slippers, slips, sneakers, socks, sports clothing, stockings, suits, sports hosiery, suspenders, sweatpants and shirts, sweatbands, sweaters, ties, tights, towels, t-shirts, tuxedos. If it's a formal day at the elementary school, you better believe they'll have their tuxedos on. And y'all, of course, the umbra suits and waiters and wet and dry suits. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that is. Y'all, it's my father calling again. And so I'll just have to call him back in a few minutes. So unless something's happened, and if something's happened, I need to go ahead and finish this. Y'all, you can buy purses, but you can't buy wallets. Wallets are taxed. Purses are not taxed. Clocks, alarms, cell phones, computer parts. Eyewear is taxable because, y'all, you don't need to be able to see the board or anything like that. Y'all, my father's left two messages now. Gift wrap paper? Of course not. Oh, dear Gussie. Let's see. Personal flotation devices are taxable, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just say that. Sheet stretchers are taxable. Sewing accessories. I said wallets. Watches and wigs, y'all. You're going to have to pay tax on your wigs. That's all I got to say. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And I hope that something lovely comes your way. And y'all, perhaps it'll be a gentleman caller, because, you know, Big Fatty is y'all, right now, at the moment, and I won't get into the details, but right now, y'all, I am in a feast. I am in a feast of gentleman callers. What do you think about that, Dawn and Dan?
I hear if you go to bigfatty.com, you get different sort of thing.
Well, no, there are no gentleman callers over there. Dear Gussie. can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.